This time, I approached the geometry differently. I ignored the miles and just looked at the map. My prior exercise had given me a general idea of how far and wide the triangle could stretch on the map. I started studying the roadways and towns in this zone. Each time a location interested me, I measured the distances to see if I could come up with a triangle of approximately 328 miles. I had measured out nearly 24 locations, failing to get even close on the approximation of mileage each time, when I came across a town on the north side of the baseline that was so small that it was denoted by only a black dot, the smallest demarcation of a population center in the map legend. It was a town called Clear. I knew of this place, and I suddenly got excited. In a moment of flash thought, I knew that it fit the poet's profile. Using my driver's license, I measured the distances. Clear was approximately 80 miles north of Las Vegas on the Blue Diamond Highway. It was then another 150 miles approximately on rural routes across the California border and down through the Sandy Valley to the 15 freeway, and the third point of the triangle at Zizek's. Adding in the baseline mileage between Zizek's and the airport in Vegas, I had a triangle of approximately 322 miles, just 6 miles shy of the total put on the rental car belonging to one of the missing men. My blood started to jump in my veins. Clear, Nevada. I had never been there, but I knew it was a town of brothels and whatever community and outside services are spawned by such businesses. I knew of it because on more than one occasion in my career as a cop, I had traced suspects through Clear, Nevada. On more than one occasion, a suspect who voluntarily surrendered to me in Los Angeles reported that he had spent his last few nights of freedom with the ladies of Clear, Nevada. It was a place where men would go privately, taking care to leave no trail that would reveal them as having dipped in such murky moral waters. Married men. Men of success. Or religious piety. In a strong way, it was much like the red light district in Amsterdam, a place where the poet had previously found his victims. So much of cop work is pursuing gut instinct and hunches. You live and die by the hard facts and evidence. There is no denying that. But it is your instinct that often brings those crucial things to you and then holds them together like glue. And I was following instinct now. I had a hunch about Clear. I knew I could sit at the dinette table and plot triangles and map points for hours if I wanted to. But the triangle I had drawn with the town of Clear at the top was the one that held me still at the same time the adrenaline was jangling in my blood. I believed I had drawn McCaleb's triangle. No, more than believed it, I knew it. My silent partner, using his cryptic notes as direction, I now knew where I was going. Using my license as a straight edge, I added 2 lines to the map, completing the triangle. I tapped each point on the map and stood up. The clock on the wall in the kitchenette said it was almost 5. I decided it was too late to go north tonight. I would arrive in near darkness, and I didn't want that. That could be dangerous. I quickly put a plan in motion to leave at dawn and have almost an entire day to do what I needed to do in Clear. I was thinking about what I would need for the trip when there was a knock on my door that startled me, even though I was expecting it. I walked over to let Buddy Lockridge in.